Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we'll take a look at a couple of different aspects of making it in America. First, we visit New York City, where an innovative idea is helping people find a place to live without having to make a long-term commitment.
I came here by myself, and now I have friends, I have people to build projects with, especially here in New York.
Then we'll head to the West Coast and meet some young people trying to make it in the film industry. That's all on this week's American Cafe. Owning your own home is one of the most popular definitions of the American dream. But in today's economy, an increasing number of Americans are opting out of buying their own home or even renting an apartment. Now some people are choosing to live in housing cooperatives, so-called co-living. Tatiana Voroshko and Dmitry Savchuk of VOA's Ukrainian service visited a co-living house in Brooklyn, New York, to find out why some people are choosing another version of the American dream. Joy Wagner narrates their story.
Brazilian sculptor Tássia Duarte followed her dream to New York City, where she found new partners, new projects, and a family.
I came here by myself, and now I have friends, I have people to build projects with, great networking, especially here in New York, where you can feel lonely, even like being around a lot of people.
Duarte lives in one of the 8 co-living homes owned by the Outpost Club in Brooklyn. Its co-founder, Sergei Starosin, a native of Ukraine, says Duarte is a typical client. He says co-living is geared toward people 25 to 40 years of age, those between jobs, relationships, or new to the city.
We live in a society where we are connected digitally but lonely socially. We can have thousands of online friends and followers, but nobody to talk to or to have a glass of beer or coffee.
Renting co-living space is often cheaper than renting an apartment. The leases are more flexible, and the arrangement gives tenants a sense of community.
For example, we have people who come to New York to learn to program. They are 40 years old. They don't know anybody in the city.
The residents often take part in shared activities, from playing basketball to visiting museums, all organized by a house leader.
As house leader, you've been given the responsibility to help new people move in, help people visit the house, and sort of help them understand what co-living is and why it's important that, as a member, we all help each other to give each other a good social experience. I program events for the house. We're going to be having a barbecue soon. We do a lot of athletic stuff too.
But what if you don't like your housemates? Starostin says house leaders are trained to resolve conflicts and applicants are screened to weed out troublemakers. The Outpost Club also hires a cleaning company to eliminate the most common causes of households' disputes, cleaning duties. Residents can also request to move to another shared home, but software engineer Oscar Ochoa says he enjoys the company.
You get people that stay for a couple weeks or a month. I've been staying with them for 9 months. And, I've got to meet so many people as they come and go. And that's like one of the very nice things about it.
The Outpost Club, which started just 2 years ago, is now the third biggest in New York City. Starotsin and his partners believe the popularity of co-living is bound to grow as homes become more expensive. And with more young people delaying marriage and home buying plans, the new living arrangements may signal the natural evolution of the American dream. I'm Joy Wagner for Tatiana Voroshko, VOA News, New York City.
You're probably familiar with the Oscars, given out by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But the same organization is developing the next generation of film talent through a program called Academy Gold. As Elizabeth Lee tells us, Academy Gold is an internship and mentoring program for students and young professionals from communities currently underrepresented in Hollywood.
Push this down here, that will release the pan.
While many come to Hollywood looking for fame in front of the camera, these interns prefer to work behind the lens.
I'm young, but I think I would really want to be a cinematographer in the future.
Iris Lee, a film student who just graduated from college, grew up watching and loving movies. She was born in the United States, but her parents are from Taiwan. And convincing them of what she wants to do has taken some time.
When they came here and had me, I don't think they expected me to have a career in entertainment. I don't think any first-generation children really go into entertainment.
You look pretty good.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is trying to change this by creating more opportunities for immigrant children and other young underrepresented talent through its Academy Gold program.
African American, Latino, Asian American, women. We have a challenge in this industry of having women represented in some of our main labor categories.
Attention here.
Yemeni American Yusuf Asabahi wants to change perspectives that he sees on TV and films.
There are a lot of TV shows where Yemen comes up in the TV show, but it's considered as the hub of these fanatics and radicals that will just, they have no goal in life but to attack the West. And that's untrue.
Born in Yemen, Asabahi grew up traveling between the United States and his birthplace. When he told his parents about his dream of being a writer and director,
they were a little bit like, you know, it's a risky career, we know, but, you know, if that's what you love. And I didn't face any resistance.
If you guys want to get hands-on.
As Academy Gold interns, Asabahi and others get hands-on experience on topics ranging from filmmaking to finances. The program includes a summer internship, chances to network, and the opportunity to be paired with a mentor throughout the year. About 50% of the interns from last year's program were able to either get full-time jobs or other internships as a result of being in the Academy Gold program.
Ultimately, the work we're doing here is building equity. These young men and women are going to come up this industry together. They're going to build on each other's work. They're going to be hiring each other over the next couple of years.
Organizers say the goal is to help these interns succeed and create a pipeline for underrepresented talent so there can be more diversity in Hollywood. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
To see video versions of these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. If you have questions or you want to comment on our show, visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.